Internal Revenue Code 1031. Introduction. Internal Revenue Code 1031. No gain or loss shall be recognized on the exchange of property held for productive use in a trade or business or for investment, if such property is exchanged solely for property of like kind, which is to be held either for productive use in a trade or business or for investment. A like-kind exchange, also known as a tax-deferred exchange, is a simple strategy for selling one qualified property, then acquiring another qualified property within the required time frame. The procedure is almost identical to any other standardized buying and selling process. The unique part of a 1031 exchange is the entire transaction is treated as an exchange and not just a simple sale. Why are 1031 exchanges popular? A real estate investor should consider an exchange when he or she intends to acquire a replacement like-kind investment property upon the sale of a currently held investment property, as other scenarios would necessitate payment of a capital gains tax. There are two major rules to follow. The total purchase price of the replacement like-kind property must be equal to or greater than the total net sales price of the relinquished like-kind property. All the equity received from the sale of the relinquished real estate property must be used to acquire the replacement like-kind property. If the investor violates either of these two rules, the tax liability will change for the investor involved in the exchange. To the extent that all equity, per the rules stated above, is moved to the replacement property, there will be no tax. Depreciation. Investment properties can take advantage of depreciation, and any existing depreciation recapture issues must be considered. It is vital to be aware of any current rules that may apply in a 1031 exchange when swapping depreciable property, like improved land, with a building, for property that is not depreciable, for example, unimproved land. This may cause depreciation recapture and is taxed as ordinary income. A taxpayer could be required to recapture the depreciation deducted on the investment property. The depreciation may have to be recaptured or added back into the taxpayer's taxable income when the property is sold, unless the taxpayer is able to take advantage of other tax exclusion or tax-deferred strategies. 1031 terms. Exchanger. The property owner as seeking to defer capital gain tax by utilizing a Section 1031 exchange. IRS uses the term taxpayer. Qualified intermediary. The entity that facilitates the exchange for the exchanger. The term facilitator or accommodator is also commonly used, although the IRS specifies the term qualified intermediary. Relinquished property. The property sold by the exchanger. The relinquished property is also sometimes referred to as the exchange property or the downleg property. Replacement property. The property acquired by the exchanger. The replacement property is sometimes referred to as the acquisition property or the upleg property. 180-day rule. The exchanger must acquire all the replacement property, i.e., within 180 days from the date he transfers the first property to the buyer. 45-day rule. The exchanger must identify the potential replacement property, i.e., within the first 45 days of the 180-day period. Exchange motives. Bullet: increase cash flow, trade vacant land for improved property. Bullet: appreciation, dispose of property in a slow market area and acquire property in a hot market area. Bullet: conversion, acquire property suitable for the future. Bullet: joint ownership problems, acquire separate property in order that co-owners can separate interests. Bullet: reduce management burdens, acquire management-free property. Bullet: tax write-off, restore depreciation deductions. Bullet: estate planning, dispose of one property and acquire several properties for several family members. Bullet: relocation, acquire property in an area where exchanger is relocating. Bullet: financing, exchange to property which will support a new loan. The exchange process. As a general rule, there are three parties involved in a 1031 exchange. 1. The exchanger, the property owner who is exchanging the property. 2. The buyer, the purchaser of the exchanger's property. 3. The seller, the individual who is selling the replacement property to the exchanger. Exchangers should never undertake to perform a 1031 exchange on their own, but should enlist the services of a qualified intermediary, QI, who will become the fourth party involved in the exchange. The IRS urges those interested in a like-kind exchange to use a QI to hold on to proceeds from the sale of the relinquished property until the exchange is complete. Merely using the services of the exchanger's attorney, real estate agent, or accountant is not sufficient. Delayed exchanges identification rules. 1. Three property rule. The exchanger may identify up to three properties regardless of aggregate value identified. 2. 200% rule. The exchanger may identify more than three properties, but the total fair market value of what is identified cannot exceed 200% of the fair market value of the relinquished property. Exclusions to Section 1031. Bullet, a home builder. Bullet, a developer. Bullet, personal residence. Homestead, IRS 121. Bullet, a flipper. Bullet, stock in trade or property held primarily for sale. Bullet, stocks, bonds, or notes. Bullet, securities or evidence of indebtedness of interest. Delayed exchange time limits. 1. 180-day rule. The exchanger must acquire all the replacement property, i.e., within 180 days, or the date the exchanger must file the tax return, including extensions, for the year of the transfer of the relinquished property, whichever occurs first. 2. 45-day rule. The exchanger must identify the potential replacement property, i.e., within the 45 days of the 180-day exchange period. 3. There is no extension of these deadlines for Saturdays, Sundays, or holidays. 4. The time limits begin to run on the date the exchanger transfers the first relinquished property to the buyer. 5. The date of transfer will be the date of recording or transfer of the benefits and burdens of ownership, whichever occurs first.